It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah law enforcement sounding off on sextortion, saying that it's become a huge problem that parents need to be aware of.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, for those that are unfamiliar, this is when a predator poses as someone else, starts communicating with a child online, eventually encourages that child to send explicit photos, and then demands money to prevent sending those pictures to people the child knows. Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart tells KSL.com this happens every single day, and it's impacted kids as young as 6 years old. Says the best thing you can do is to talk openly with your kids about this and what they're doing on social media ahead of time. A good rule of thumb, if you don't know someone in real life, they're likely not who they say they are online. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A large-scale search for a missing hiker over the weekend in Davis County ended on a positive note.
He had been missing for going on 48 hours on an overnight trip near Thurston Peak on Friday. Davis County Sheriff's deputies say he did not return when expected on Saturday. They say 25-year-old Tobias Bratton from Washington State walked back to the trail on Sunday afternoon about 4 p.m. low on supplies, a little more than scrapes on his hand for injuries. Sheriff spokesperson Stephanie Dinsmore tells KSL 5 they are grateful that he is back.
We just hope that people who are watching this understand the importance of preparing and making a plan and telling people where they're at.
Turns out Tobias took a wrong turn and found himself three canyons away from the Fernwood Trailhead. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of four bills that were passed by the House over the weekend. The bills provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and they provide for the sale of TikTok. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest from Washington.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The House voted on each issue separately, but the Senate will vote on them as a package.
All four of Utah's representatives voted to force a sale of TikTok, but only half supported sending billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, Congressman John Curtis joined KSL News Radio a couple weeks ago and said TikTok unified both Republicans and Democrats when they pushed users to pressure their politicians.
We should all be alarmed. Imagine if this was on Election Day and they mandated that everybody, before they access their TikTok account, watch a video about a politician that was from the Chinese government.
Now, it was a 50-50 split over Ukraine. Representatives Curtis and Blake Moore supported sending ammo and money to the war-torn country, while Representatives Burgess Owens and Celeste Malloy opposed. Moore calls this the most unstable geopolitical moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Malloy says the national debt is too high to continue to support Ukraine. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Opening statements start this morning in New York in the hush money trial against former President Trump. The prosecution and defense will lay out their arguments, and the former president says he plans to testify at some point in the trial.
Inflation is impacting families and employers.
Inflation is still a major problem for American businesses.
64% of the respondents expect prices to continue to rise, and another 30% saying that inflation may even accelerate over the next quarter.
Economist Michael Urich with a major finding in NABE's latest business condition survey. Another issue, staffing.
We've seen labor shortages for quite a while now. 36% of respondents expect shortages to continue, and that's up from 29% in our last survey.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Provo police located one of two people they say were involved in a major car crash caught on video near 130 East and 500 North 2 weeks ago. Do you remember that video that sent a car flying through the air?
Crazy.
Well, you won't forget that if you see it. The department says the U.S. Marshal's Office arrested the passenger, but they haven't found the driver yet. Police say the driver did not stop for an officer before crashing into two parked cars.
Several road closures will be impacting traffic this week. The first one is in Draper. I-15 over 123rd South will see lane closures each night from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The second is the Riverton-South Jordan area. Southbound 2700 West is going to be closed to through traffic at 118th South intersection starting this morning and lasting until Friday. And then in Provo Canyon, there's some closures today and tomorrow.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, travel through Salt Lake Valley backed up between 45th South and the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. Still have a semi on the right shoulder, South 15, just before Point of the Mountain that was on fire a little bit earlier. South from Ogden to Salt Lake on I-15, at least at the moment, still moving at the full speed limit throughout Weber and Davis counties. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints made a surprise visit during the Manti Temple rededication. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, members of the church in Sanpete County weren't expecting President Nelson to be there for the rededication. More than 230,000 people toured the temple during the open house, according to the church news. And President Nelson and his wife Wendy have family ties to Sanpete County. They were joined by other church leaders in remembering the area's pioneer history and encouraging members of the church to attend the temple as often as they can. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Pregnant workers have the right to a wide range of accommodations under new federal regulations outlined in the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. A group of Republican lawmakers originally championed the law, but now are speaking against it because sections were added that include abortion. The new rules will cover roughly 1.5 million pregnant workers a year.
An Ada County sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot during a traffic stop in Boise. The Sheriff's Department says that Deputy Tobin Bolter was doing a routine stop when the driver shot him and fled the scene. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. He was 27 years old.
The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over not having more information in advance of the Hamas attack in October. He becomes the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failure surrounding the attack, and it could set the stage for more resignations.
Sleeping bags and tents filled with protesters covered a lawn at Columbia University over the weekend. They are calling for the Ivy School to divest its stocks, funds, and endowments from companies they say profit from Israel's war against Hamas. Reva Feinstein is a retired administrator for Columbia.
The whole thing breaks my heart, and I think it, the worst, horrible, most horrible thing is what's going on with these hostages, that it's 198 days today.
Police did make arrests when protesters blocked access to some areas of campus.
The observance of Passover starts tonight.
Jews around the world will soon celebrate Passover, recounting the biblical story of their exodus from Egypt after hundreds of years of slavery. But this year, when Passover begins on Monday, many families are torn on how to celebrate.
I don't really understand how I can celebrate it right now.
Alon Gott's mother was killed, and his wife and sister were taken hostage in the Hamas attack of October 7th. His wife was returned, but his sister remains in Gaza.
We're just gonna sit and eat a normal dinner because we can't really celebrate any freedom.
The Israeli government has also scaled back upcoming festivities in light of the mood and fearing public protests. Likewise, the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan, capped by a three-day feast, was a sad, low-key affair for Palestinians. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And Tesla is adjusting its prices after a company-wide layoff of about 10%.
Tesla has announced major price cuts in Germany, China, and the United States as it grapples with falling sales and intensifying price wars. Tesla reported this month that global vehicle deliveries in the first quarter fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. Model Y, X, and S were lowered by $2,000, and on Saturday, Tesla announced that the full self-driver assistant software from $12,000 to $8,000 in the United States. I'm Chuck Palm.
KSL News Time, 7:09. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy's back in the traffic center.
Well, things are starting to speed up a little bit more now between 45th South and the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. That was a stretch that got really backed up for a minute. Still heavy through that area, but moving a little more consistently now at the closer to the speed limit. Same thing on Bangor Highway. It was backing up a little bit in Taylorsville at 47th South. Now I'm not seeing that delay, but Mountain View's slow from 4100 to about 3500 South. Heather?
The roads around Clearfield High School are getting very busy now, especially SR 193 and 1000 East, but pretty much anywhere there's a school zone, you're going to start seeing a lot of extra traffic in those areas. The good news is for Weber and Davis County drivers, I-15, Legacy Parkway, the West Side Belt, they're all traveling at speed, both northbound and southbound. Eric?
Northbound on the 215 East Belt, no problems from Cottonwood Heights through Mill Creek Holiday all the way up to Foothill Drive. If you're eastbound on I-80 through the mountains, westbound past Sugar House over to I-15, I-80 also looking good. And down Utah County, no trouble on I-15 at the moment. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast starting out on the mild side at 7 a.m. Temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s with partly cloudy skies. By the lunch hour, partly cloudy, 65 the temperature. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 72. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just got a little cooler out there, 50 now in Salt Lake City.
An unauthorized in-flight visit to the cockpit. Yeah, that would got somebody in trouble. We'll have more on that in just a moment.
FAA has a few questions
here.
Today is Earth Day, and with it comes renewed messages from scientists worried about rising temperatures. Philip Orton is an ocean researcher at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey and says that rising sea levels from melting ice sheets will have a huge impact in the coming decades.
It would completely transform coastal economies because entire, you know, large parts of states and even large parts of certain countries would start to become underwater.
The globe has broken heat records each month going back to last June.
Here in Utah, it's looking like we will have another hot summer. KS on News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
We'll have some above average temperatures this week, much like the last couple weekends. That's a trend you can expect to see throughout the summer. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we'll have a summer very similar to last year.
Triple digits are becoming a lot more frequent here in the West, especially us in Salt Lake City. We sit at 4,200 feet to see triple digits as much as we do. In recent years is becoming a new normal.
We've also had a considerably dry start to our spring, and the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center thinks we'll see below average precipitation for the rest of the summer. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Community College Fashion Institute is holding a sustainable fashion show. That means all the pieces are recycled, upcycled, and repurposed clothing. The goal is to raise awareness of the waste that the fashion industry produces as the second highest polluter.
Hong Kong is putting a ban on all single-use plastics beginning today. That means no more straws, stirrers, or plastic plates, along with plastic knives, spoons, or forks at restaurants.
A war drama took the top spot at the box office for the second week in a row.
Civil War won the muted box office for the second weekend in a row.
You don't know what side they're fighting for.
Someone's trying to kill us. We are trying to kill them.
This speculative drama commanded $11 million over its sophomore weekend, which was enough to best a battalion of newcomers. The R-rated horror film Abigail was softer than expected with only $10 million, promising more than your basic vampire film.
We kidnapped a vampire. A ballerina vampire.
This was a slow week overall, coming at the end of a challenging April, which saw an anemic release schedule due to last year's labor disputes. There's still one more week until the tentpoles start dropping in May. I'm Kevin Carr.
The Mountain Lodge used for the exterior shots in the movie The Shining has reopened for business after its roof caught fire last week. The management of the Timberline Lodge near Mount Hood in Oregon says the fire appears to have started when embers from its fireplaces ignited the roof.
Oh, wow. Trending this hour in the 7 o'clock report. You gotta love this. Animals across the state had a wild week. You ready? Or should say across the states. A pair of vultures in Connecticut were taken into custody by an animal rescue group after being deemed too drunk to fly.
How did that happen?
They were dumpster diving when they ate something fermented, evidently.
Oh, no.
They were given lots of fluids and a big breakfast before being released.
An escaped lemur named Julian was captured after it spent 2 weeks exploring the Texas city of Aranis Pass? Is that how you say that?
I think so.
Animal control said they got a hold of the animal after a local accidentally caught him in a trap. If his owner doesn't claim him, he will go to the Ringtail Ranch Lemur Rescue in Lubbock.
And he'll probably enjoy his time there, I would guess. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a young man feared missing from Fernwood Trailhead is found safe on Sunday. Authorities say he didn't even realize rescuers were searching for him. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, Utah's congressional delegation is split over the aid packages passed in the House over the weekend.
Third, let's check the drive with traffic and weather together.
Traffic on I-15 still heavy between Murray and South Salt Lake. The southbound drive still clear on I-15, but trying to get up into Ogden, Highway 89 backs up a little bit, top of the hill, right before it splits off to head up towards Weber State. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with room temperature highs today, right around 72. I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's 50 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time to check our top national stories.
From ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston. Beginning this hour, opening statements in the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Donald Trump will be facing a jury in momentarily on charges that he allegedly paid out money to keep affairs private ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Prosecutors said some of the witnesses have what you might consider some baggage. Trump says he could testify, too, during a trial expected to last 6 weeks. The testimony is going to be heard by a jury of 7 men and 5 women that includes 2 native New Yorkers and 2 immigrants. 7 jurors have advanced degrees. 1 juror praised Trump's outspokenness. Another called the former president selfish. Each promised to be fair and impartial.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond that Trump put up in his civil fraud trial. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void the bond payment because the bond company can't show it has the money to allegedly cover that amount. The military intelligence head of the Israeli Defense Forces has resigned over intelligence failures leading up to the October 7th Hamas attacks. More on another fight from ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge, who says the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is strongly defending a unit of the IDF.
Netanyahu reacting angrily to unconfirmed reports that the U.S. could take measures against an ultra-Orthodox unit of the IDF, which has been accused of human rights abuses in the West Bank. The Israeli leader saying he will fight such a move with all his strength. Secretary of State Blinken expected to address that issue later today.
The U.S. Supreme Court today hears oral arguments in a case from Grants Pass, Oregon, which began fining and jailing homeless people who were sleeping in public places.
With no public shelters in Grants Pass, a group of homeless residents sued the city in federal court, arguing that the law is unconstitutional because it violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, here's some of the other stories we're following this morning. A series of thefts are forcing some Utah pharmacies to stop carrying a certain drug. KSL TV's Shelby Lofton has more.
The last year has been difficult for pharmacists like Phil Cowley. He and others have been victims of pharmacy break-ins. Police told KSL they believe this incident was linked to several others in the region. In Santaquin, one bottle of promethazine with codeine was stolen. Cowley says that's the same item fraud callers are requesting.
The Cache County Sheriff's Office says a rapper NBA Youngboy is a suspect in the fraud ring, and he was arrested last week and faces dozens of charges.
Federal officials are investigating an unauthorized in-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies baseball team. Video surfaced that appears to show the Rockies hitting coach sitting in a pilot's seat of a United Airlines chartered flight from Denver to Toronto. The airline says the visit was, quote, a clear violation of our safety and operational policies.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that while the flight
no.
is in the
Say
air.
Say hello before they take off.
A little scary. Not gotta cut loose. Oh, this was fun over the weekend. Kevin Bacon did, in fact, return to Payson on Saturday ahead of the school's final prom in that building. Bacon danced his way onto a stage at the school's football field to thank the students for all their efforts to get him there. And they all worked to fill care packages for Bacon's charity called 6 Degrees.
Just so sentimental. Like, I'm just so grateful. And it's just such a happy day. And, like we get to have this day, and we got to have the whole morning, and we have prom. And it's just so much fun to, like, be with everybody and celebrate that, like, we did it.
Our former co-worker, Tom Haroldson, posted some pictures.
Oh, wow.
He was a former neighbor of yours, too, I think. I did not know that he was an extra in the filming of Footloose, which evidently launched his, what would you call it?
Media
Not really
career.
Acting career, but
media career.
He was the standbys in
That's
some of
cool.
the other movies. Yeah, Bacon did not attend the dance that night, but the students still had a great time.
7:19 now. Let's get another look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, traffic through the Salt Lake Valley, it was really backed up for a bit between Murray and South Salt Lake. That's still probably the slowest portion of I-15 right now, but it's mostly heavy, and it's moving fairly consistently now between 53rd and 33rd South. Tooele County, you've got some delay going south on SR-36 through Stansbury Park, and some northbound slowing in Lake Point. Right up past the Flying J. Heather?
Still no delays on I-15 southbound. That's where most of our traffic is moving between Ogden and Salt Lake. That's less than 30 minutes. It depends on where you hop on the freeway for that timing. But you're also going to have good speeds on US 89 and Legacy Parkway. City streets are definitely getting pretty congested now, especially in Ogden and Clearfield. Eric?
You know how we always talk about stalled vehicles struggling or vehicles struggling to get up the hill, Parley Summit? Well, one didn't make it. This one is stalled. It's eastbound down to I-80 in Lambs Canyon, and it's blocking off a right-hand lane. At least that's what we're told. It doesn't look like it's causing any major slowdowns, though, if you're heading out to the Park City exits. If you're down in Utah County, I-15 looks good. Northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, that's a 22-minute drive. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out gorgeous. 72 today, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 74. Top of the hill, 79 by Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. We'll then dial it back on Thursday, 69 chance for showers. Best chance for rain this week looks like Friday, 60 degrees with some valley rain showers and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, 58, bouncing back to 62, partly cloudy by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Tom's going to be upset with me that I messed up his title. It's a extra.
Oh, he's an extra.
In a movie.
Gotcha.
I don't know where I put it up standby. But anyway, right now, 50 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Were you ever an extra in a movie, too?
Never.
No, I did a brief, I had like a 5-second speaking part in a movie they were filming about. Oh, it was one of those In the Line of Duty movies. And I played a local reporter.
Yeah?
But they dressed us up like we were in the 1970s.
A speaking part gets you better money, doesn't it?
Oh, it was, you know, a few bucks. It was like $100. I mean, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But this was 30 years ago when I first started at KSL. Wow. It was fun. No, not an actress, though. Definitely not.
Coming up in a minute, we'll see what's going on with the markets just ahead of the bell. We've been headed in the right direction, with the exception of gold, which is down about $61 an ounce right now. We'll check it next.